Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try Full Contact Imperial Hazy IPA from Eliason Brewing Company. This was part of a mixed pack. It was a 12-pack, three different kinds of beers from Eliason. They all had contact in the name. This is the last one. I will do an overview. Hopefully this one turns out good. Imperial Hazy IPA, so Imperial Double, whatever you want to call it. So this should be over 7.5% ABV. Now, before I look at the ABV, per Untappd, they're calling this a Double New England IPA. 60 IBUs, is it 8.8? Okay, 8.8% ABV. I'm glad they did that. Contains wheat. Now, double IPA, New England, double New England IPA, I would say yes on wheat. Protein is going to stay in suspension longer. That's going to give you your haziness along with some other stuff, yeast, hops. So let's go ahead and crack this open, get it into a glass, and see how it is. Crap. I will check the date on the bottom in a second. The last one I had was a couple days out of date. They're not going to put it on the outside. They're going to sell it. I'm drinking it and rating it like I normally would. This one is actually sooner. So the last one I had was October 30th. This one is October 15th. How are you going to put those dates in a box? Oh well, we're going. DB1218. I don't know what that means. Okay. Off-white colored head, small and medium bubbles, about a finger of head. Bubbles on the side are compact like dish soap. Nice golden yellow. Almost like, I want to say like a nice lemon custard. I don't know why. Does it look like a double New England IPA? No. Not even close. The color, it would throw me off. If I was doing a mystery beer, from that color, I would go with IPA. Yeah, because I can make out the light box. It's not hazy. Like, you should be able to see through this thing. For a typical double New England IPA, no way. You shouldn't be able to see through that, and I can see the light box. So let's go ahead and smell. It's more of your traditional double IPA. Malt syrup, lighter malt syrup in there. You get the sweetness. It smells like it doesn't have the backbone of the hops to help balance it. But there is some bitterness, like piney bitterness coming off in there.
I don't understand why on Untappd they're calling it a double New England IPA.
The only thing I can think is somebody would look this up and see double New England IPA because that's the craze and buy it. But on the can, Imperial Hazy IPA, okay, haziness, there is a little haziness, I would see that. But again, I guess I've never looked through the actual categories Untappd has, but why wouldn't you just say Imperial Double IPA? I don't understand that, but let's get back to the beer. Yeah, sweet malt, just like you would smell in a double IPA. A little bitterness, pininess in there, maybe a little bit of citrus. That is it. Not a big smell. Nothing like a double New England IPA. More malty sweetness. Now, this does have, in that taste, a little citrus rind bitterness. Enough bitterness to help mellow that malt out, that sweet malt. So I give them that. But
hazy IPA. When I think of hazy IPA, juicy fruit, juicy citrus. It's hazy. Now, I'm not saying that's the end-all be-all, but most of the time when you get one of these hazy IPAs, hazy IPAs, Imperial IPAs, that's what you're looking for. Almost like in a New England IPA, double New England IPA. This kind of has like a double West Coast IPA, not as much bitterness, not as much maltiness, but you're not getting a juicy citrus or a juicy fruit. My lips are a little sticky, like overly sweet, but like I said, I think there's enough bitterness to help back that up. Nice and smooth, goes down easy. Yeah, I don't. 3.75 out of 5. I don't understand some of these beers. Let's read the back. See how far off we are. What? Peach? Tangerine, honeydew, vanilla ice cream soda? What is this? That's what it says. Your nose opens to, and then peach session in an orchard tree, or in an orchard. A tangerine tree on a hill, fresh honeydew, cold from the fridge, and a vanilla ice cream soda in your hand. There's no way that's what this is. Huh. Well, vanilla cream soda? That has to be a saying, right? There's no way. 3.75 out of 5. Three of my friends have had it. 3.67 out of 5. A little over 12,000 people. 3.78. Hoppy, citrusy, full, dank, boozy. I can see hoppy. I can see citrusy. And that is about it for me. Let's see if the couple people, nobody had it. Let's go back to all. I don't want to waste a lot of time on this one. Nobody, so good. 3.75. I'm not getting into that either. This beer isn't hazy. Correct. Yeah, nobody said anything. I wouldn't pick this mixed boxed up for this one. If I found a single of it and it was like $1.50, I would pick one up. But other than that, I would pass on it, even though it's a 3.75 out of 5. I think there's better things you can spend your money on than this.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.